USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest SpaceX mission has ended safely. The four-member crew back on Earth, splashing down off Florida a couple of hours ago, and it was a history-making flight.
The first all-civilian mission to orbit.
That's the coverage by SpaceX of the capsule landing on the Earth's surface, actually the water just off the Florida coast a few hours ago, and those four folks are back safely now after that three-day trip into space. For about 3 hours today, they rallied in Washington, D.C., not far from Capitol Hill, about 700 people showing support for those who were arrested for the January 6th attacks, and they say they are, in some cases, political prisoners, still being held a half year later, in some cases not being charged. Police were most concerned about scuffles and violence breaking out, but the day did stay peaceful. And this is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. Giza Dream Sheets as low as $49.99, but only if you use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
In a twist to the missing woman story, now there's a missing man as well, and he's the person of interest in her disappearance. Police and FBI agents, among other agencies, have been searching a nature preserve near Sarasota looking for Brian Laundrie, the fiancé of the missing 22-year-old Florida woman Gabrielle Petito. A police spokesman, Josh Taylor, says those detectives are getting a lot of help.
5-6 different agencies that are out there. We've had drones in the air. We've got bloodhounds, four-wheelers.
A lawyer for the Petito family issuing a statement at the news that Laundrie is now listed as missing. That lawyer says he's probably just in hiding. They've stabilized the structure of the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris enough that they can finally start to do the restoration work following a fire 2 years ago that severely damaged that historic cathedral, and it's still unclear what started the fire, but one theory is faulty wiring. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
For the first time in Alabama's history, the state has recorded more deaths than births in the year 2020. Alabama's state health officer says the state literally shrunk in 2020. There were 64,714 deaths in the state, compared with 57,641 births. A long goodbye to this retailer is coming to an end.
Sears for America Shop.
For the better part of a century, it was arguably America's most well-known retail chain and one of the most respected, as it also offered private label brands of everything from car batteries, as in Die Hard, to home appliances from Kenmore and Craftsman Tools. And as any mom in the 60s and 70s with a chubby son could tell you, it seemed to be the only place you could get Husky pants that fit them. And if you want to go way back, people would buy houses made out of kits sold by Sears, again, under their private brand.
We are the store of the future.
The store of the future, as in 2 months of the future, as the store, and there is only one. It's the last Sears store surviving this long. It's in Schaumburg, Illinois, and it's going to be closing on the 14th of November. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.